Iran declares house churches a threat. Election violence in Congo doesn't hinder outreach. And a ministry points truckers to the road home. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. It seems that the gloves are finally off. According to a report from the Iranian Christian News Agency, Iran's Minister of Intelligence calls house churches a threat to youth. He also says they're working to stop the growth of Christianity. Todd Nettleton, a voice of the martyr, says,
"This is a change of direction from what we saw even 2 or 3 years ago, where the government ignored the church. Now they feel so threatened because so many people are coming to Christ that they're publicly speaking out about it."
Although believers are already being rounded up under the apostasy law, a spike in persecution is likely now that the Advent season is underway.
This is a time where Christians are celebrating. It's a time where perhaps they are sharing the gospel, they're sharing the story of Christmas. So I don't think it's a surprise that the government would say, hey, to beware of this threat.
Pray.
I think this is yet another confirmation of what an incredible work God is doing in Iran.
There are more details on the story at our website. Meanwhile, polling in the Democratic Republic of Congo was extended through yesterday. A few have been killed, but the sort of violence that typically follows African presidential elections has been relatively light. Grace Ministries' Sam Vinton says,
"There's been no violence in the immediate areas where most of our churches are located."
It was a significant concern, especially since some violence was reported in other areas around the nation. Even that was minimal, though. Still, Vinton says threats of upheaval aren't over.
When the problems may come in is when they begin announcing the count of the votes. He said right now there are only three of the 11 candidates who have any hope of winning.
Vinton says Grace missionaries in Congo expect problems between the supporters of those three candidates, but that allows a few more days of peace.
They don't expect to hear anything before next Monday.
Vinton is asking for prayers that believers will lead the way in a peaceful response. You're listening to Mission Network News. The economic situation in Greece has had severe emotional and spiritual implications for the nation's people. One Operation Mobilization correspondent in Greece says pessimism and even fatalism are emerging as the country plunges deeper into debt. The worst part, people aren't really turning to the church for help. As a result, OM is helping the church go to the people by creating shelter and food programs. Pray that people would be open to the gospel as they receive help. We turn next to Japan, where last Thursday, a 5.9 earthquake near the nuclear disaster zone rattled nerves. There are still many out of work and need help. International Aid CEO was just there, encouraging their on-the-ground partners and getting a feel for other needs. The ministry's been providing emergency supplies as they demonstrate the love of Christ. Pray for open doors to continue to bring physical and spiritual relief to the Japanese people and for gospel opportunities. And while Christmas is a happy time for many people, it can be a lonely time too, especially for long-haul truckers. They're separated from family and friends for long periods of time. Well, Biblica hopes they can provide them with hope and encouragement. Biblica's CEO Doug Lockhart says they have a resource that can help. It's called The Road Home.
The Road Home is a Bible. It's a New Testament Bible with a cover on it that is a truck. And their stories and testimonies within that New Testament that really are designed to connect with a trucker.
While it's an obvious comfort to Christian truckers, it's also a great outreach tool.
People can buy them and they can have a case in their truck, and it's just a wonderful evangelism tool. And the hope is during that loneliness, the design of the cover or the stories inside, that it grabs a hold of their heart and they begin to engage in God's Word. And that they find Christ.
Go to missionnetworknews.org to get your truck or New Testament. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Have you ever asked the question, am I fulfilling my mission? If you have, we've got the book for you. It's Your Mission by Dr. Jim Dennison, a free missions resource from Buckner International. It'll also help you figure out your responsibility to the least of these. Get the book, It's Your Mission, This Is Your Last Day, by calling 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.